Once upon a time, there was a steam train. And this steam train was coming into the station. Coming into the station, and there was smoke coming out of the funnel. And there was a little girl on board the steam train, and she was so enjoying the steam train. She was riding up front with the driver. And she was saying to the driver, "Can I drive it? Can I drive it?" And the driver was saying, "No, you can't. You're too young. Oh, please let me drive it. Please, please," she said. And the driver kept on saying, "No, no, you're too young." And once that train was out riding through the countryside, she was sitting there and she was being patient, but she was working on him, she was. Working on him. Every few minutes she'd say, "Now can I drive it? It's just straight. The tracks are just straight. There's no steering, there's no turning, there's no going backwards and forwards. Please let me drive it. I want to drive it." And the man, he kept on being just as patient as she was and kept on saying, "No, you can't," and explaining why, that she was too young. And if she ever took control of that train, why, it wouldn't be safe for anybody. And she started begging him and pleading with him until he lost his patience. And he said, "Well, go on then. You just see how heavy the steering wheel is. You see how heavy those levers are. You try working this train for just a few moments. And I bet you'll see pretty soon that it's not a train for a little one like you, because the levers are too heavy for your little hands. And the steering this thing takes the strength of a big man like me." And her eyes lit up and she was amazed. She said, "Really? Can I really drive this whole train with all these carriages, with hundreds of people riding behind us?" He said, "You can try it just for a moment, if only after that you'll promise not to keep nagging and bugging me." She said, "Oh yes, I won't. I promise, you just give me this one chance. I promise, I won't bug you anymore." He said, "All right then." And he handed her the handle. It wasn't a steering wheel, actually. It was more like a handle that they have in trains. He handed her the handle and told her the way it was supposed to go, and just sat and he waited for her to find it terribly hard to move and so stiff that she would very soon agree that she couldn't possibly drive the train. But that's when the amazing thing happened. Because no sooner had she touched the handles than the train gave a lurch, like it jumped in the air just a little bit. And the train driver, he looked at the little girl. He said, "What have you done?" And as he reached out to grab the handle back from her, that entire train, with its wheels, its big heavy iron wheels, it lifted off. Every single wheel lifted off the tracks. Iron wheels, which had been so heavy and so stuck on the rails, lifted up and span in free air as the train, like a feather, flying into the sky, lifted off the tracks. "We're flying," said the girl. "We're flying." She could hardly believe it. "When do we get down?" "I don't know," said the train driver. He was just worried about how they'd got up in the first place. Well, with her steering that train, they flew all up into the sky. They flew through the clouds and they flew so high that they could look down and they could drop, or they could spit from that high and it wouldn't land for another 5 minutes. That's how high they were. They were so, so high up in the sky that the girl felt that she was flying into her own dreams. Flying into her own dreams. That train, it turned cartwheels. It did big circles in the sky. And all the people in the carriages, they just hung out of the windows going, "Whee! Whee!" as the train did cartwheels in the sky. And after a long time, the girl was feeling a little bit tired. And she asked the man, "I think it might be time to go back down now." So they went straight back to the ground, and those wheels that had been spinning so freely, they lined up perfectly above the tracks, and they flew down and they hit the tracks. Not a single one was out of line. All the wheels perfectly, perfectly on the tracks. She said to the man, "It was amazing, wasn't it? Wasn't it?" But she found that he was fast asleep in his chair. Fast asleep in his chair. She tried waking him up, but to no avail. In the end, she decided to steer that train all the way to the station herself. But on the way, they ran into a black tunnel. A tunnel, and she thought, well, we'll soon get out of it. But they didn't. It went on and on and on into the blackness. And although she tried to stay awake, it was hard because that tunnel was so long and so dark, and the train was so noisy as it rattled through the tunnel. Before long, she was fast asleep. Fast asleep. And when she woke up, she saw the train driver was driving the train again. And they were out of the tunnel in an open sunlight. She said, "Oh, I must have fallen asleep." He said, "You did, for a long time. And I got on with driving this train while you were sleeping." She said, "Oh, well, it's a good thing too. We get into the station soon?" He said, "Not long now. Not long now." That's the end of the story.